This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Strzok and Page, who were in charge of launching this investigation, and they were saying things like, we must stop this president. We need an insurance policy against this president. That, in my view, when you have people that are in the highest echelons of the law enforcement of this nation saying things like that, that sounds an awful lot like a coup, and it could well be treason. And I think that we need to know more. We need to know what was Jim Comey's role in all of this. These people reported to him. Andy McCabe reported to him. What was Comey's role in that? And that is what the Attorney General is going to be focused on.
The Constitution says treason is punishable by death. You've accused your adversaries of treason. Who specifically are you accusing of treason?
Well, I think a number of people, and I think what you look is that they have unsuccessfully tried to take down the wrong person. If you look at Comey, if you look at McCabe, if you look at probably people higher than that, if you look at Strzok, they want an insurance policy so that should she, for any reason, lose, remember, 100 million to one. Maybe he said 100 million to nothing. But should she lose, we'll have an insurance policy and we'll get this guy out of office. And that's what they said and that's what they meant. That's treason. That's treason.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday, 27th, 2019 broadcast. We were going to run a rebroadcast today. Owen Schroyer was going to host tomorrow. I was going to go on vacation with my family for just 4 to 5 days, but I canceled that on Friday morning and let the crew know that I was coming back in because so many incredibly historic things are happening. As I told you months ago, Trump is going to move with treason charges against the deep state. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in that place where Republican and Democratic parties basically share power with each other and engage in massive corruption and destroy the nation. Trump is really trying to be the president. He's really trying to restore the republic. And that's why you see the insane response that is unfolding on every single front. That's why you see the media out of control. It's why you see the Chi-Coms running ads and spending money trying to remove Trump from office. It's why you see the EU attacking, because what's happening with Trump in America is a lot bigger than the United States, obviously. Here are the headlines. European elections. Italy stunned as Salvini wins majority and says a new Europe is born. Remember, parliaments run where it takes usually three elections to remove a party that's dominant because they are in a parliamentary system with dozens of parties. And the elections are staggered. This is the last two elections have swept the nationalists, patriots, anti-globalists, members of their Senate. And members of their parliament have literally broken into Bohemian Grove type events, broken into Bilderberg events, and been beaten up. That was 6 years ago. Now they are the dominant party. Merkel coalition in crisis talks after EU vote debacle. She's been holding on through seven elections. She's lost. But she's bought off the other parties and stayed in power. She's going to be gone very soon. Nigel Farage could suddenly be the new Prime Minister of England, they're saying. Wow, all the demonization he's been under. Got his first start on this broadcast. He said on air, InfoWars, push UKIP over the top. Now he heads up the new Brexit party that is the fastest growing party in Europe. Le Pen demands Macron dissolve parliament after globalists is dealt humiliating defeat. It just continues and continues. But the globalists are striking back with massive censorship, and the EU is threatening to invade countries that try to pull out with an EU army. We're right back to where World War II started again. I'm Alex Jones. Owen Schroeder is also in studio. Paul Joseph Watson will report from England in T-minus 25 minutes. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the Gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, our devastating victories against the globalists here and abroad are so incredible, so historic, that words can hardly describe the victories we're having. Now, here's the problem. As Newtonian physics document, via Sir Isaac Newton, for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. How have I been able for 20 years to predict everything you have now seen unfold? It's called studying history and studying the arrogance of the establishment. But there is a dark side to this. There's an upside down world to it. We'll be talking about the enemy striking back. But first, treason is a serious word. Up there goes, everybody knows, and I broke some major news here. And it isn't news that hadn't already been telegraphed by the president and others, but I confirmed it. And now it's in the news the last 4 days, and the establishment is crapping a brick factory. Every time I talk about Trump moving against the deep state, and how there are large sections of the government that are still loyal to the Republic, and how Trump needs to take action, how that's his only course.
I think what is really crucially important to remember here is that you had Strzok and Page, who were in charge of launching this investigation, and they were saying things like, we must stop this president. We need an insurance policy against this president. That, in my view, when you have people that are in the highest echelons of the law enforcement of this nation saying things like that, that sounds an awful lot like a coup, and it could well be treason. And I think that we need to know more. We need to know what was Jim Comey's role in all of this. These people reported to him. Andy McCabe reported to him. What was Comey's role in that?
The deep state, the national security system that is controlled by the deep state to a great extent, that's been trying to block Trump's reforms, they've listened to my phone calls with Trump. And they've also listened to the phone calls of other people with Trump. And that's why they're particularly pissed, because Trump goes and researches what I say and acts on it. And they've admitted that. This isn't about tooting my horn, but it's why you have to realize that they went so far as to say, you're not just banned on Facebook, your name is banned, buddy. And they are in Atlantic Monthly and the Washington Post and New York Times just last week calling me an apex predator, saying I've got to be basically arrested now. Now, I didn't launch any wars and kill any people. I don't have a criminal record. But why am I the one who must not be named? Because I actually do my homework. Anyone that knows this information does not say this on air, because they will be audited, they will be harassed, they will be threatened, they might be physically attacked. Antifa will come to their house. So when I went to D.C., I met with three people in media, in U.S. intelligence, and in government, who had all met with the president 2 days before I got there. And These are guys in suits in high-rise buildings in D.C., some of which are household names, with sweat in air-conditioned rooms, and I know why, I was sweating too, running down their heads. And they said, no, he's making the move. We were just in a meeting with him 2 days ago. You're right. He's going down. And they've got total proof. They're working with other governments, other agencies, other corporations. It's much worse than you know. They actually even had a plan to assassinate the president. So now it's gone into Red Sirenville, okay? This is not a drill. This is not a game. And they said, Trump is going to move. He's going to declassify everything within a month. And all hell's going to break loose. So you better dig in and get your audience ready.
As you know, I declassified, I guess, potentially millions of pages of documents. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But I want to be transparent. Everybody wanted me to declassify. I've done it. And you could almost say he's the trustee. He's a highly respected man. Our attorney general is in charge. Let's see what he finds. But we have documents now that I have declassified for the purpose of the attorney general. He can then show them to the public, do whatever he wants to do with them. But you have to get down to what happened, because what happened is a tremendous blight on our country. What happened, the investigation, they tried to do a takedown, and you can't do that. And let me just tell you, this should never, ever happen to another president again.
Well, he's been saying there's been an attempted coup, it's got to be dealt with, but that it's basically treason, and we've got to bring the people to justice that did it. Trump then signed an executive memorandum ordering all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies to prepare for him in the next 7 days, and of course they're trying to block it, but he's given the order, all declassification of all the Russia investigation, everything. That is pulling the trigger on the shot heard around the world. May 27, 2019, we're live. Because during emergency situations for the Republic and the planet, we'll be live. Big news is unfolding. We'll be live on holidays. Deadly or explosive or war news or economic news breaks, it's critical. I'll be on at midnight. Tune in to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The globalists have been fighting to take us off air ahead of big events they've got planned. But now Trump and people in the establishment, who understand that the rest of the establishment is insane like Hitler, are making their move on the globalists. And you're seeing globalists being removed in South America, in Central America, in Africa, in Western Europe, in Eastern Europe, in the Middle East, in Central Asia, in Southeast Asia, in Japan, everywhere. Humanity's making its move. Total victory, ladies and gentlemen, in my view. The media tries to spin the Green Party getting some gains because the left's getting more hardcore left, the right's getting more hardcore right. But massive gains, the most gains in Europe and the UK by nationalist populist parties. We're going to be getting into all of it today, but the president talking about the treason word. We told you it was coming. This is not business as usual. You see the establishment going after Trump, going after the press, going after us. For the last 40 years or so, you've had the Republicans and Democrats share power as they screwed us. There's a real fight to change that and stop that. I cannot stress enough what a historic time this is. Let's play a clip of the president, again, right before he took off to Japan, using the treason word. Here it is.
Sir, the Constitution says treason is punishable by death. You've accused your adversaries of treason. Who specifically are you accusing of treason?
Well, I think a number of people, and I think what you look is that they have unsuccessfully tried to take down the wrong person. If you look at Comey, if you look at McCabe, if you look at probably people higher than that, if you look at Strzok, they want an insurance policy so that should she, for any reason, lose, remember, 100 million to one. Maybe he said 100 million to nothing. But should she lose, we'll have an insurance policy and we'll get this guy out of office. And that's what they said and that's what they meant. That's treason.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is treason. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun with me today. He'll be hosting the regular Alex Jones show tomorrow. I'll be popping in as well, but we had to come in on Memorial Day because such history's unfolding. 1 minute to break, but how would you crystallize, Owen, as you ride shotgun today, where we are? I'm really having trouble finding words that properly lay out just how serious the situation is.
Well, I'd crystallize it with a question, Alex. I mean, we've got a group of individuals that have committed open treason. This is not a debate. Now, are these people committing open treason because they simply don't like one man getting elected for president, because they simply don't like a country's decision of who they should elect? Or is there something even bigger at stake here, Alex? Now, that's what I would put my money on. Now, you heard Trump say it even goes higher up. We know who he's talking about. He's talking about Obama. He's talking about Brennan. He's talking about Clapper. Now, they're blaming one another right now, who started the Russia thing. So the real question Americans are going to have to ask, I think, in the next coming weeks, why? Why would they be committing open treason? Why? What is so bad about America deciding its own fate? What is so bad about Donald Trump that they had to commit open treason to keep him out of office?
That's right.
And I don't know if the country's going to be ready to see how bad it really was, Alex, but Trump might not fully show them. So that's what we're going to find out.
Well, exactly. And how will they strike back? You just said it. What are they hiding? And how will they strike back? And how will we fight back? Stay with us. We're live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Paul Joseph Watson on the devastation that nationalists, that patriots, that anti-globalists, that Alex Jones type individuals have just carried out in Europe. And I don't say that to brag. I'm going to say something very slowly and very clearly so that it sinks in for me and it sinks in for all of you out there. I don't take myself that seriously in InfoWars. I mean, I know we tell the truth. I do take the truth seriously, but I don't put myself on a pedestal or think of how powerful we are because we're humble individuals. I respect the power of the people, but I want to explain something. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the leftist arms of the CIA, federal judges, the EU, the UN, the Financial Times of London, they know that InfoWars rebooted nationalism worldwide. Nigel Farage, last time he was on, and the time before that, and when I had dinner with him at the RNC 3 years ago, said half of the support for UKIP in its early days was InfoWars when they had no media, and that's how they got half their votes and how their party was able to grow. No one was running a multimedia operation covering globalism and the alternative New Renaissance nationalism. Free market, common sense systems. We did it. And we told you first about the illegal spying. And we told you first about the globalist plan. And I know you know about it as well. A lot of Americans know about it. We were just the focal point. So it wasn't just a few people at gun shows with their tables, you know, selling G. Edward Griffin books, which are the best people ever. We stand on their shoulders. People like Gary Allen and none dare call it conspiracy. But the reason I point out the importance of InfoWars is the globalists know that we're ground zero. They know we're patient zero. They know we're domino number one, baby. And you've got them losing on every front. And they've committed so many crimes. We'll talk about that next segment. What Owen brought up. They've engaged in so much criminal activity, so much eugenics, secret testing, suppressed technology that Trump's saying he's going to start releasing, which he's begun. And that's why they're so frantic to ignore his orders and not do what he says. But as they lose ground in every other country, and as every election brings us closer to patriot nationalist dominance globally, they're done. Unless they can start some big wars, release some bioweapons, or pull some other big shenanigan. And believe me, they didn't get in power by being tame or being shrinking violets or not being bold. Fortune favors the bold. Their fortune is power and control over human destiny. Our fortune is a future for our children together in God's plan to the stars and beyond. A pro-human future. So I'm going to say this now. So I rarely, early in the show, really explain to listeners, this isn't a game. And I've asked for your help over the years, and if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And we have withstood the storm together. But we are finally going to launch more shows. We are hiring more reporters with just the belief and the faith that the money will come in to expand in the face of the globalists because they want us shut down ahead of 2020, and that's only 6 months away. Can you believe it? The year 2020 is only 6.5 months away, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the eye of the storm right now. When we come out of the eye, it is going to be 200-mile-an-hour winds, for everybody. CNN's collapsing, shutting down. All the other leftist publications, Huffington Post, you name it, they're all circling the toilet bowl. They all lose money. Vice has lost $5 billion for Disney. $5 billion shoveling videos of how the dictator of China is good and Trump is bad. Shoveling videos how I'm evil and Trump's evil and how Christians suck and how Jesus sucks. They're rejected. Billions into Vice. And they can't even stand up to InfoWars. They don't have the footprint or the result because people know lies when they see it. We don't have $5 billion in the last 5 years. We spent over $150 million the last 5 years to run this place. That's how much the bandwidth and the insurance and the crew and the legal and the systems and the taxes and the regulations in media. Little bitty radio stations cost millions to run a year. Newspapers in middle-sized towns cost millions. Newspapers in big towns cost $100 million to run. It costs $450 million a year to run BuzzFeed. And they've got to get over $100 million from Soros, and they still lose money. We don't get anything from Soros. We don't get anything from anybody but you. And we need $40 million a year to run this place and defeat the globalists and pay for the bandwidth and pay for the audio and pay for the crew and do it. Sounds like a lot in media. It's not. It's truly David versus Goliath. The New York Times cost $500 million a year to run. They're losing money, owned by kingpins and drug dealers and a coalition of the Legion of Doom. We're funded by you. And so for the hardcore audience that's tuned in on Memorial Day, you've seen the fruits. You've seen our steadfastness. You've seen our commitment to the republic, our commitment to the free market, our commitment to religious freedom, our commitment to the West, and our commitment to not back down. And it's that spirit of not backing down the enemy hates. But I need viewers and listeners to understand something. This is the big fight. All the other battles leading up to this were important, but we're entering in the next few years, the next 4 years, climaxes and battles and grand finales and wars and firebombings and mass shootings and false flags and all hell is about to break loose. Now, we are peaceful when it comes to offense, but we'll defend ourselves when it comes to defense. But I'm telling everybody, get ready, get geared up, and do whatever you can now to reach out to people, to warn people, and to spread the word about broadcasts that are telling the truth. And I encourage you to start your own newsletter, to start your own local newspaper. As the censorship intensifies, old-fashioned radio is going to be more important than ever. As the censorship intensifies, local little newspapers you hand out yourself will be more precious than ever. As we go into this fight, we are shaping the future of the world and our destinies and everything together. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get staples like coffee and get staples like fish oil and staples like protein bars that are the highest quality that you need for you and your family, that when you buy from us, you're funding individuals totally and completely, absolutely, 1,000,000,000% committed to exposing these rats. And we're having huge victories, but the enemy's fighting for its life right now. And the enemy is pouring billions a month into their fake news and into their leftist garbage, and it's not working, so they're pumping even more in. And while they sue us and harass us and lie about us and boycott us and try to sabotage us, so we won't be on the field when they roll out their final operations. Well, we're going to be on the field thanks to your support, but everybody should go get the Memorial Day specials up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com and fund not just the Second American Revolution, but 1776 worldwide. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar.
I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer, riding shotgun live on this Memorial Day special victory edition. And joining us for the next 45 minutes or so, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. He's been at Parliament covering UKIP, covering the Brexit movement, covering Nigel Farage. It's an incredible time, ladies and gentlemen. Le Pen beats Macron in France as nationalists gain an EU vote. European elections, Italy stunned as Salvini wins majority and says a new Europe is born. Again, these are parliamentary elections, so it takes two or three elections to ever remove an establishment party. He just won in the second round. Merkel has lost 6 rounds. And through fraud in over 20 parties in Germany, she stayed in by making deals with the other coalitions, but now her party's getting less than 10% of the vote. She's going to have to step down. European elections. Italy stunned as Salvini wins majority and says a new Europe is born. Merkel's coalition in crisis. Talks after EU vote debacle, ladies and gentlemen. Could Nigel Farage become the prime minister with the new Brexit party, only 6.5 weeks old, the most powerful, fast-growing party in Europe? Le Pen demands Macron dissolve parliament after globalist is dealt humiliating defeat. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com story right now. Here's my questions for Paul. We'll go to him in a moment, who's the expert on this over in the UK. But you, Owen, you made the point earlier. How is the deep state globally that ties itself together, as Trump has said, the EU, Australia, the UK caught illegally spying on him at the behest of Obama? Trump's the president. He has all that classified info. He's saying declassify it all, showing the total illegality. It'll be an international scandal, the likes of which we've never seen. How big will that be? How are they going to counterstrike against this? What is their response, do you think, is going to be? How will the global empire allied with the Chi-Com strike back?
Well, I think if you take the paradigm of globalism in Europe and then that coming to the West, that was the whole goal. You started in Europe, you test run it there, and then you bring it out in the West. Well, they had what they wanted going on with the EU and all the momentum, but then what happened? In the West, Trump got elected. So kind of like globalism was the test case in Europe to go to the West, it's almost like nationalism was the test case, of course, by the citizens of the United States of America. Nationalism was the test case in the West to then bring to Europe. So kind of it seems like how we were kind of behind with all the leftist trendy garbage from Europe catching up to here in the West. Now they're starting to catch up to all the nationalism that we started when we elected Trump. Trump's launching all these investigations. He's talking about treason. Well, I think you're going to start seeing some of that go on once some of these nationalists get into power. But, you know, you see these headlines, Alex. European elections. Italy stunned as Salvini wins majority and says a new Europe is born. What does that remind you of? 2016, when Trump won, and they said, stunned. Nobody saw it coming. This is the same arrogance that we saw from the left in America. Of course Trump was going to win. He won a rigged election. These people are so arrogant, they think just because they say it is, it is. And I look at that picture of Le Pen, and it really kind of puts, I think, the attitude into perspective. It's like, no, you arrogantly thought you controlled this country. You arrogantly thought you controlled the vote. And you arrogantly thought you could bully people out of controlling their own fate. And you lost.
That's right. So how are they going to counterstrike? I'm going to come back to you and ask you that. I'm going to ask Paul the latest to break it all down, how the establishment is going to take this. But speaking of arrogance, Owen, here is just 5 days ago, Juncker, the literal Nazi heir of the most powerful Nazi family, German royalty, the Juncker dynasty, the royalty of Luxembourg. Here they are saying stupid people in Europe love their countries. They're so stupid. We're going to bring all the foreigners in. Ha, ha, ha. Speaking of Marie Antoinette saying let them eat cake, no one knows if she really said that before they stormed the Bastille to start the French Revolution. But he did say this. Here it is.
People are looking at us as if we were a kind of peace god, because we have achieved on this continent what has not been achieved elsewhere. We have 60 wars for the time being, globally spoken. None in Europe, apart Ukraine, which is part of Europe, but which is not part of the European Union. These populists, nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, the parliament,
stupid nationalists, they love their countries. No, they don't like you, an unelected Nazi heir, owning and running them and setting up the unelected EU. So you created this parliament that's ceremonial, but now that parliament itself is repudiating you, and the word is the EU is going to break up very soon. Paul Joseph Watson, the real expert on this, with Summit.News. He also edits for Infowars.com and Newswars.com. This is a pretty big deal. How would you quantify what just unfolded in the last 3 days?
Well, it's a complete repudiation of this notion, Alex, that we heard in 2017. Remember when Macron was elected president of France, that populism was dead. That's what we were told in May 2017 when he was elected, that this was the end of the road. The Brexit Trump wave was over. Well, that's proven to be completely false in terms of what happened in France yesterday. But overall, it's kind of a mixed bag. Obviously, you've got massive success for the Brexit Party. What they've done, to the globalist credit in this Machiavellian way, is they've demoralized the voter by indoctrinating them that their vote doesn't mean anything because it's just going to be overridden. And that's why you saw in the UK specifically, first of all, lower turnout on average compared to other European countries, and higher turnout in Remain voting areas. So the people who voted to stay in the EU in 2016, they were more enthusiastic about voting in yesterday's elections because in those areas they got out to the polls more, which means obviously that we have had this complete political disenfranchisement of voters in the United Kingdom. Leave voters, because after 3 years of Brexit being made deliberately a total mess of, being deliberately sabotaged, many of those people who voted Leave in 2016 did stay home because, again, they think that their vote has no impact whatsoever, that it's just going to be overridden. But even with that, Nigel Farage's Brexit Party, which, again, to remind people, started out of nothing 6 weeks ago. It was at 15% in the polls. It was at 20%. It was at 25%. By the end of it, it was up to 30-35%. Got more votes than the two establishment parties, Conservative Party and Labour Party, combined. Okay, so what we're seeing is not only a populist backlash, a resurgence of populism, which, by the way, is global, and I'll get onto that in a bit, but this is the complete repudiation of the two-party system. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in Europe, at least for generations, Alex. So we have a situation now whereby, obviously, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, resigned or said she would resign on Friday. She's going to step down at the start of next month. We've got a Tory leadership contest coming up where they're going to squabble between who's going to lead the Tory party and, obviously, by extension, the country. Now Nigel Farage has created this massive pressure group to the point where he's now demanding an in on the negotiations with the EU with his Brexit party. But obviously now, if the Conservative Party does not deliver Brexit before October 31st, which is their new deadline, you know, 6 months after they said it would be done on March 31st, they are going to get completely crushed in the next general election, because Farage will run with his Brexit party in the national elections, and he will take away that vote, which will ensure the Conservative Party won't be returned to power. So that is the pressure gauge that's now being put on them. That's what he promised to do, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Now, if they don't deliver Brexit before October 31st, their political future in Westminster is completely finished. So that's what this has achieved.
Bottom line, get your popcorn out, folks. This is going to be wild. And it's going to be dangerous. And by the way, you're not a spectator. You're in the arena. What's happening in Europe totally affects us. This is globalism on its heels. But as Paul said, they're running the PSYOP. Your vote doesn't count. Remember 3 years ago? Remember, it was Briggs that actually brought Trump in. Remember what I said? I'll repeat it when we come back. It's critical. It's key.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on you are a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most banned, most demonized, most lied about broadcast for a good reason. And I'm going to explain this again. I'm not up here saying, hey, man, I'm really smart. Look, you know, I'm number one in the enemy's eyes. It's because we really research. We really are engaged. And governments and intelligence agencies listen. The globalists had a strategy to put out in the last 50, 60 years of TV and movies, 70 years. Just disinfo and pablum and dumbed down garbage. But along came the internet, and the globalists were so arrogant that thousands of different individuals started shows on the internet. But I was able to get on talk radio on hundreds of stations. And I was able to infect, to use Brian Stelter and the Clinton Foundation and others' own words, I was able to infect Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham. You tune into them now, they sound just like me. They're not copying what I said. They're now actually took the blinders off. They see exactly what I see. So it's not like I'm telling Trump what to say. He just sees the same damn thing. We're promoting Americana and freedom versus globalism and communism and corporate crony tyranny, fascism. Should be pretty easy to sell that, right? I've believed in you. I bet on you. And you know what? You've been coming through. I've been coming through. Paul Watson's been coming through. And Owen's right that Trump helped supercharge nationalism and populism 2.5 years ago worldwide. But it really happened with Nigel Farage and Brexit and UKIP. And they had their own spat. He's got Brexit. Hey, fine. More nationalist parties. More patriot parties. And there's dozens of them in Europe that are growing fast. It's not just Brexit that's the biggest, and then UKIP, and then others. It's dozens and dozens because, again, some countries have up to 50 different parties. That's one reason they want to get rid of the constitutional system that we have here with Electoral College. Because then you'd have the states with more population enslaving those that don't have a population, the tyranny of the majority, a pure democracy, very dangerous. And you could have 50 parties. People are always, I want more parties, I want more parties. I notice the left's always pushing that. And sure, it's good to have some libertarian, party or whatever, but they usually just take away from the conservative party, don't they? Instead, the libertarians have taken over the Republican Party. We've almost completed the conversion. So let me make the huge announcement to go back to Paul and go back to Owen. What a trifecta here. I'd like to give myself credit. But 3.5 years ago when Brexit passed, or almost 3.5 years ago, but 3 years ago and change, Financial Times of London is an establishment paper. So it communicates more than even the New York Times to the establishment. And they said, we'll do what we've done with other countries that never voted to be in the EU. Most of them never did. They thought it was a trade deal, just like TPP or other scams they run against America. And so they said, just like Ireland voted no to be in the EU over and over again because they demanded a vote, they finally did it the third time. Other countries never voted to be in here. We'll just hold it up and they'll get demoralized. So what Paul's saying is true. But listen, they held it up. It takes 3 years to remove May. It doesn't matter. You get stronger, they get weaker. 3 years ago, most people didn't know that England never voted to join or Scotland or Ireland. Ireland did, to join the EU. Now people know about this, and there's no putting it back together again. And even if you still have an EU, it'll all be run by nationalists and patriots soon, and it'll all go back to the way it was, which is Renaissance, not way back to the tyranny of the system. But Paul's absolutely right. They run this Svengali of, oh, look, you didn't get what you wanted. You didn't get it within 3 years. You're demoralized. And then people bought it. Record low turnout by Brexiters and record high turnout by the state, the minions. They still lost, though, overall. But it's parliamentary. It'll take multiple elections to remove the establishment. But it's already happening in Germany. It's already about to happen in France. It's already happening in Greece. It's already happening in Italy especially. So this is a long fight, folks. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. Slow and easy wins the race. We have the moral right. We have the moral superiority. We have the votes of the people. We have Juncker arrogantly saying, oh, I hate nationalists. So I think we win in the end. But I agree with you, Paul, getting the message out that this is a long 12-round heavyweight boxing match, not a 100-yard dash, is critical so we don't buy the PSYOP. Please continue.
Well, exactly, Alex. I mean, and to zoom out from that before we get back into the weeds, you know, the Brexit Party is the biggest party in the European Parliament now. It's bigger than Angela Merkel's party. Worldwide, we just had an election in Australia where the Conservative populist candidate was widely expected to lose. All the polls said he was going to lose. He won. We just had the biggest democratic election in the world in India. Guess who won by a landslide? A populist. So this trend isn't going away anytime soon. To zoom in on that, they're playing this numbers game where they say, oh, if we add up the vote for the Lib Dems, the Lib Dems were the party of Remain. And then we had the Change UK vote, which was the Cuck party, which was completely pathetic. This was the so-called independent party, which was started by establishment politicians who just left their establishment parties. They got 3%. They were completely crushed. They were beaten even by UKIP. So they say, oh, if we add up the Lib Dems, the Greens, and the Change UK party, that means that more people who wanted to remain in the EU won the election. Well, then you drill down to it, and you look at what the Green Party voters wanted. Their primary issue in the UK was, quote, they had the best policies on issues other than Brexit. So the people voting for the Green Party weren't voting for the Green Party because they were voting for Remain. They were voting for environmentalism. So this fake numbers game of, oh, if we add up these parties and these parties and these parties, it means we've won. It's like, you know, calling for a second referendum. But the other issue is with the Green Party, you also have in correlation with this populist riot surge in Europe, you do have a populist left surge. So just as you've got your Bernie Sanders and your AOCs in America, you've got this kind of fringe far-left populist surge, which is happening at the same time.
And by the way, as you're just saying, I see the numbers. There are a lot of leftist groups now in Germany that don't want open borders, that want out of the EU as well, because they know the plan is to take their pension funds. So what you're really saying is the left more and more is actually getting ready to join the populist movement.
Well, yeah, but the problem is leftist parties are far better at forming coalitions, both at national and European level, which is what you were talking about before the break. So you've got all these tons of different parties, libertarian, right-wing, populist, whatever. They're all segregated, and they find it very hard to communicate and join together because leftists, being collectivists, have always been better at that. The point many people are making today, how do you take a vote share out of that Green Party vote throughout Europe? Because the Green parties throughout Europe in all these different countries have done very well for themselves. So you have to take on board some kind of environmentalist message with the populist right. This is what I told UKIP a year ago, and they did it to some extent. They included it on their manifesto, trying to ban halal slaughter of animals, which is torturous and cruel, in the United Kingdom. So although, obviously, as we've argued for two decades, man-made climate change is a complete scam. It's a Ponzi scheme. But that doesn't mean there aren't some real environmental issues which the populist right can address, which then we can take some of that vote share from the Green Party. And it is things like halal slaughter. It is things like, you know, plastic in the oceans, deforestation.
No, I agree, Paul. Stay right there.
These are real issues. Man-made global warming isn't. But you can take some of those issues, address them, and get that vote.
I agree. Run as an environmentalist, but say global warming's a distraction from the overfishing, from the toxic waste dumping, from all of those issues. We're going to come right back, continue your take, and get Owen's take on all this. But the big takeaway, though, Paul, is despite all the media blackouts, the attacks on patriot parties, they were the biggest winners overall, and it scares the hell out of the establishment. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, we're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by the New World Order. We're funded by you, the listeners, and we're very, very respectful and very, very thankful. But quite frankly, if you're a viewer or a listener and haven't gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the Wake Up America coffee or gotten fish oil or gotten our protein bars that are back in stock or gotten our amazing all-day energy that's healthy and clean, Turbo Force that's back in stock, you're crazy. Because we have the best water filtration, the best air filtration, the best everything at the best prices. We're talking 4.9 star reviews on things like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Super Male Vitality. All of it is 40 to 60% off right now for Memorial Day specials. Get your Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, 4 to 5 with colloidal silver iodine. Get it all 40 to 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 8 pack power stack, daily care. Check that out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Yes, you're funding 1776 worldwide. This whole nationalist movement started in Russia, moved to the UK, came to the US, and is now going worldwide.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.